It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, November 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. The United States is now the world's largest oil and natural gas producer. North Dakota and Texas are experiencing an oil boom, and many other states are seeing natural gas production increase through hydraulic fracturing. Colorado has nearly 53,000 active wells, but the state's energy boom is a source of tension. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports on a new alliance of farmers and food producers trying to keep fracking from taking place in the North Fork Valley, an agricultural area in western Colorado known for its organic farms, orchards, and vineyards.
Brent Hellickson's vineyard overlooks the town of Paonia. From his Mesa Top property, you can see mountain views, lumbering coal trains, and the farms that blanket Colorado's North Fork Valley. Hellickson and his wife have been growing grapes in this area for 20 years. Hellickson says the microclimate of this area is unique. It's compared to other agricultural hubs throughout the world, like the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan or Provence in France.
The North Fork is also home to the West Elk American Viticultural Area, which is a geographic area designated by the federal government that has a unique set of climate, geology, geography that results in wines that have a unique character that can be identified. There are two of those in the state. One is here, one is in Palisade. There are only 200 of them in the entire United States, and we have one of them here.
Hellickson says this designation is confirmation that the North Fork Valley is worthy of protection. Protection from the proposed oil and gas developments nearby.
Oil and gas exploration and development is an industrial process, and that industrial scale business will by necessity occur within the watershed and along the creeks and along the irrigation systems that we depend on for irrigating our crops here. And so if there is an accident or a spill or simply just the standard operating procedures of bulldozing roads and other things, they can negatively affect all of those water gathering structures and delivery structures.
He's worried oil and gas development would change the look of the valley.
Also, many of us depend on agritourism or people visiting our tasting rooms or our farm market stands in order to sell our crops. And those folks that are coming out to visit for that are not looking to visit an industrial oil and gas field. They're looking to visit a bucolic pastoral setting in which their food is grown.
Those are some of the reasons Hellickson joined the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance. It's a recently formed group of ranchers, farmers, restaurant owners, and other food producers. Its members are concerned about proposed oil and gas projects in the area. The North Fork Valley is in Delta County, a place that's seen the boom and bust cycle of the coal industry. Recent mine layoffs has the area searching for new business, employment, and tax revenue opportunities. Oil and gas might fill some of that void. Delta County has about 19 active wells, according to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. If three proposals are approved, the area could see more than 300 additional wells. Still, that's a modest number compared to other places. Weld County on the Front Range has nearly 22,000 active wells. Bob Isom owns Industrial Systems Inc. in Delta.
We are a steel manufacturer with 51,000 square foot shop on 12 acres. And we also have field crews that we work in the coal mines, the gold mines, the process plants, and now we're into the energy side of things, being oil and gas.
Isom sees the nation's oil and gas boom as an opportunity to get new business. In recent years, he's seen orders from coal and precious metal mines dry up. With the drilling boom possibly reaching Delta County, he hopes to win more oil and gas contracts. He thinks the county would benefit too.
I think we need to take advantage of it. I've lived here my whole life. I would see it as an upgrade to the community. I would see it would help our children, our schools, our colleges, our roads and bridges. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I think we can do it safely.
Isom's company employs about 20 people. He says if oil and gas contracts go through, he's prepared to hire 5 more people for permanent positions and might need more than 100 workers for temporary jobs. Back in the North Fork Valley, Monica Wheaton owns a 10-acre fruit and vegetable farm and runs a small bakery out of her house. Wheaton is also a member of the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance.
I guess I would say that our customers recognize that getting food that's as clean as possible is better for them than getting food that could be contaminated by any number of things.
Wheaton says she's concerned that oil and gas production could compromise her water supply if there's a spill. She's also worried industry traffic and construction could pollute her air. David Ludlum is the executive director of the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association. Ludlum says oil and gas production already exists in agricultural areas in the state.
Most of our royalty owners are farmers and ranchers who have active cattle ranches, who have active farms. We think that we can work closely with groups like the Farm Bureau and Colorado Cattlemen's like we've done for the last decade and make this work for everybody.
Ludlum says Colorado has some of the strictest oil and gas regulations in the country. He thinks gas extraction in Delta County can be done safely. Back at his vineyard, Brent Hellickson says he's not necessarily against oil and gas development.
If everything went well and the industry did, you know, developed it in a way that did not impact all these other uses of the land, I would not have many objections to it, I suspect.
However, he hasn't seen a proposal he'd be comfortable with yet. Hellickson says one accident could contaminate the water supply and compromise his entire crop, and therefore his livelihood. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
A storm from the weekend lingered over until Monday. This is Dennis Phillips with the National Weather Service.
Kind of went to all extremes. We had some record highs here at Grand Junction, at least, and a few other areas on Saturday. It was, you know, warm and windy from the south, and then we've cooled down quite a bit as the system has moved through. So, and in between there, we got some, you know, some pretty good showers and thunderstorms, and then some decent snow in the high country as it passed over.
He says some of the high country got 6 to 12 inches of snow, but that it's still a little early to predict the rest of the winter.
Still looking at, unfortunately, El Nino is not going to be very strong this year. You know, usually if you have a strong El Nino or La Nina, you can maybe kind of bank on where a lot of the storms will be tracking. So this one's kind of a no Nino. So I think it's still kind of up in the air.
He says that the valleys probably won't see snow until the end of November. And finally, the early numbers are out for Colorado's next budget. The governor's office is proposing to increase the general fund budget by $900 million next year. As Benta Berkland reports, it's the first stage of the months-long budget negotiating process.
The largest chunk of money will go to K-12 schools, keeping up with inflation and student growth. It will help make up for deep cuts made during the recession. The governor's budget director, Henry Sobenet, is also proposing a one-time $200 million infusion of money for local school districts.
The idea behind this money is to acknowledge whatever unique challenges specific districts have, give it out on a per-pupil basis. Some will buy equipment, some will do training, some will rebuild reserves.
Healthcare and Medicaid are also seeing a large spending increase. The legislature ultimately writes and passes the annual state budget. Sobenet says if Republican challenger Bob Beaupre wins the governor's race, he will get a chance to amend this proposal early next year. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.